Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sheila Shoiga, and welcome to Ready to Be Real Conversations, the podcast series where I chat to people of all walks of life. Some names you'll recognise, others you might not, but my hope is that these conversations will at times inspire, challenge, educate, comfort, or simply entertain you. Historian and artist Shelley Mooney is back in the pod once again, this time to tell us all about Bealtaine.
Bealtaine is halfway between the spring equinox and the summer solstice. And all of these, so Bealtaine is what we would call a cross-quarter festival. And all of the four Celtic festivals, so you've got Bealtaine, Imbolc, Samhain and Lunasa, they all fall in between these four big celestial events: the spring equinox, the summer solstice, the autumn equinox and the winter solstice. They are, we have megaliths and monuments going back to the Neolithic based around these sites. You know, they have been venerated and celebrated in Ireland going back 5,000 years, you know.
Shelley lives in County Wexford with her husband Kev, their baby Ferdia, and Lola, their dog. And she runs the brilliant Instagram page Tales from the Wood, which explores the history and mythology of Ireland. And in this bite-sized episode, she talks to us about the ancient Celtic festival of Bealtaine. She speaks of the importance of the Hill of Uisnech, the tradition of hand fasting at this time, and the significance of the hawthorn tree. So this time we are going to talk about the Festival of Bealtaine, because summer is just around the corner. And it is probably one of the most known of the Celtic festivals, isn't
it? Yes, I would say definitely. Especially there's it's a kind of a revival underway at the moment, I think. People saying Beltane.
Beltane, yeah.
I've heard that a lot.
Before we started recording, I was telling you about being in Edinburgh years ago, and they celebrated Bealtaine, but they didn't call it Bealtaine, it was Beltane.
Yeah.
But I think is that another version, a name that just stands?
So, yeah, I think just that we Scottish don't say Gaelic.
I think it is Scots Gaelic.
I think Beltane. So. And over in America as well, you'll hear a lot of them saying Beltane. And sometimes I don't know if it's because they can't pronounce Bealtaine or what.
Could be. So let's talk about it. It's a fire festival.
It is, yeah. So Bealtaine is on the way. And basically what it is, it's the halfway point between the spring equinox and the summer solstice. So it's the 1st of May. It's the beginning of summer. It's the season of love. The crops are all growing. The days are getting longer and warmer. And they're going to continue to get longer and warmer right up until the middle of June. So it's a fire festival. It's a lovely, positive time of year. The cows are heading up to their summer pastures in times of old. And there's a big fire ritual now for protection and for the hopes of a good harvest in the summertime is what our ancient ancestors would have been hoping for.
Yeah, and this was a big deal. I mean, I suppose we can be, not all of us, but we can be disconnected from nature by the nature of the way we live our lives now. But, you know, back in the day, this was a big deal. Crops were growing.
Yes.
And they were celebrating this bountiful time.
Yes, exactly. So that's where the fire kind of comes into it. This ritualistic fire would have been like rituals. There would have been sacrifices, all this kind of thing. Well, you know, sacrifices is maybe a strong word, but definitely there would have been the hopes for a bountiful harvest, for good weather, for plenty of rain, plenty of sun, and a good harvest at the end of the year. And that's what this is all about.
Yeah. And you even, when you think about, you know, movies and references, like The Wicker Man is a strong one that, you know, has a lot of these ideas, old pagan ideas kind of explored in it. And this idea of sacrifice, obviously The Wicker Man is a
burning an effigy. Yeah.
Yeah, and it is horror. But there is an idea of, you know, that sacrifice was important to them.
Yeah, I think what the fire is representing is just this cleansing and
and giving thanks.
Giving thanks, exactly. You know, and a big feast and a big party and this age-old human desire to just sit around a fire together and hope for the future, you know, and that's what it's all about. So the most famous of the Béailteanna fires was lit up on the hill of Uisneach in County Westmeath, modern day County Westmeath. And what Uisneach is, and a lot of people, it's funny because you were saying you don't know much about it.
No.
And I'll be honest, growing up, I didn't know much about it either. But it is the mythological and the geographical centre of Ireland. So it's the navel of Ireland. And in the same way, like I'm sure you've been up to the Hill of Tara, in the same way that Tara is this collection of different megaliths, like, you know, you'd have ring forts and passage tombs, Uisneach is much the same. Holy wells, ring forts, and just this whole air of energy. You know, it's incredible. It's an amazing place.
Right. And why do we not hear about it?
Do you know, I don't know, is the answer. I think the reason maybe, I will speculate, is because Tara would have been associated with, say, political and royal power.
Yeah.
So we think of the High Kings and we think of, you know, these great heroic kings and great heroic mythology. But Uisneach was, if Tara was the political and the royal seat, Uisneach was the spiritual seat and the spiritual sort of almost like an old Vatican City kind of idea for our pagan ancestors. Yeah. So that was the seat of spiritual power in Ireland. And at Uisneach, you have this amazing big rock. It's called the Catstone or the Stone Divisions. And what it is, it's supposed to mark the geographical centre of Ireland. And it is a gateway into the mythical fifth province of Ireland. And it's also underneath of it is supposed to be buried the goddess Eru, who is a goddess of the two-headed Danann, who we talked about back in Imbolc. But her name was given to the whole island of Ireland itself. So it's just this representative place of the whole island. It's amazing. It's right in the dead centre. And it's actually on private land. I will just say that. So you can't just rock up and go into it the same way you would Tara. You have to book a tour and you have to go up with a guide. But I would 100% recommend it. It is just like, I was up there last year and we had talks and we had a little tour and I couldn't get over it. Like, it's just an amazing place. And you can feel much the same way as you can with Tara. Nature's all around, you know, the little hawthorn fairy trees everywhere. Yeah. Like, it's kind of just amazing, like really, really cool. But that is where the big Béailteanna festival would have been. So what used to happen years ago, according to our mythology, was every 7 years there'd be a great big fire up at Tara on Samhain and up at Uisneach for Béailteanna. So this would happen every 7 years and it would be a great big feast and a big festival with a big fire. And the two sites were linked by this ancient road that was called the Slí Ossal, which is now, let me just check my notes, the modern OR392.
Okay.
Follows the same path as this ancient road.
And Slí Ossal, Ossal is donkey, Slí is way.
I'm going to assume, yeah, I think Donkey's that's way. What it is. That's, yeah.
The way of the donkey. Yeah.
So maybe it was an old pilgrimage or something, you know, between the two sites. Yeah. But yeah, Uisneach, I really couldn't recommend it enough. It's just, so it's the gateway to the other world and around Béailteanna, you know, kind of the same as Samhain, the veil between the two worlds is a little bit thinner. Mm. And, you know, the spirits are kind of coming in and out between. So up at Uisneach, especially because we have this like gateway, it is just fabulous. And they have actually got a fire festival up at Uisneach for Béailteanna as well. And finally this year, I'm hoping I'm going to get to go.
Oh, wonderful. Is that, that's probably like, you know, a ticket only, or if you know certain people, you can get in kind of a thing.
Yeah, no, you can get a ticket for it.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
Amazing.
I have mine. And I was meant to go in 2020, but then it was the pandemic, the same 2021. And then last year I was pregnant, so I just couldn't go. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, fab. Yeah, so brilliant. So can you set the scene for us if we were to go back in time, travel back and to take a look at what our ancestors would have experienced during the festival?
As you can imagine, great big crowds would gather. There'd be loads of food. There'd be feasting. There'd be, so at the time of year that this is happening, as I said before, the cows and the cattle, which were a huge, they were almost like the currency in Ireland back then. So, you know, even stories like Antón Bocuña, you know, cows were very important to the economy and were a huge part that needed to be protected. People were depending on cattle and everything for their own well-being and their own financial well-being. So it was hugely important when the cows were going off to the summer pastures that they were got this ritualistic cleansing and this protection so that they would be safe on their journey up there for the summertime.
Yeah. And you're like, am I right in thinking that we do have a very strong connection with the cow in Ireland? Like, yeah. You know, when you think of India, you think of how it's sacred. Mm. They view the cow. But we have that relationship with the cow in Ireland also.
Oh, absolutely. It's so important. Like, and people kind of, you know, it might sound funny, but it's true. Like, you know.
And don't you, because I even, you've gifted me one of your beautiful calendars with the goddesses in it. And one of the goddesses is Bowen.
Bowen, yeah.
Bowen. Bow is the Irish for cow. And Bruin the Bowen, yeah. There's a lot of these associations with
exactly.
The word.
So even that goddess that you mentioned, Bowen. Bow Fionn, I think, is actually what would be the old Irish, which literally is the white cow, which I think, and I've read, could be something to do with the Milky Way, the white cow in the sky. And
okay.
And these people, our ancestors, they were ancient astronomers. You know, they were stargazers and they were lovers of the celestial happenings that were going on around them. And they based their whole calendar around it. So I said at the beginning, Bealtaine is halfway between the spring equinox and the summer solstice. And all of these, so Bealtaine is what we would call a cross-quarter festival. And all of the four Celtic festivals, so you've got Bealtaine, Imbolc, Samhain and Lunasa, they all fall in between these four big celestial events, the spring equinox, the summer solstice, the autumn equinox and the winter solstice. We have megaliths and monuments going back to the Neolithic based around these sites. You know, they have been venerated and celebrated in Ireland going back 5,000 years, you know, and we have real evidence that people really deeply cared about this stuff. So when the Celts came along in the Iron Age and, you know, they obviously all they had these stargazing tombs and these, you know, these celestial events that we can still observe today. In between, they had these festivals that all were tied around agriculture and nature, the cycle of the seasons. They were a very nature-based people because they depended on it in a way that we just don't. And we can't know how important, like if the harvest fails, that's it. Like, you know, you're depending on, be it the gods or the heavens, to provide the weather or the proper environment for your food and your shelter and everything
to survive.
Yeah, to survive, exactly. Their whole survival was based on it.
Yeah. You can just hear in your voice the passion and the knowledge you have for this is just brilliant. And I'm so glad that you're here to talk to us about it, because a lot of us, including myself, you know, we might think we know about it, but there's so much we don't know. And it's lovely to be reminded about the rituals and the customs and the why behind them.
Yeah.
And hopefully kind of bring them into modern day life.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. So like there's plenty of things that we, even you probably did yourself as a child. So, you know, your May altar that you would have, I don't know, my mother used to put one in the window with the Virgin Mary and like you'd have the bluebells and whatever. Like that whole custom of the May altar, I mean, that didn't come from the Bible. You know, that came from Bealtaine and the celebration of the flowers, and people would have been wearing them, decorating their homes, leaving them in doorways and performing rituals with the flowers as well. And that ties into all this, you know, the month of Mary, and we've brought that forward and brought it into our modern lives. And it's just fantastic. Like, and you can see all around at this time of year, there's just so much going on. So the hawthorn tree, for example, another sacred tree to our ancestors. At the moment, it's all covered in beautiful white blooms. You know, you can see them in every hedgerow in the country. You'll see them. They're absolutely stunning. It's my favorite, actually, tree is our beautiful hawthorn. But that would have been a sacred tree at this time of year. And you can go around and you can see hawthorn trees are used as fairy trees now. I'm sure you've seen them. The rag trees.
Yeah, I mean, I remember naively as a kid, you know, breaking off a little bit of the Scachiald. Mm. That's what it is in Irish. And bringing it into the house. My mother saying, never bring it. Get it out of the house. Actually, explain that to us. Why?
Yeah.
The association with fairies.
Yeah. So basically, you know, the stories go that you nearly have to ask those trees for permission.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of reasons for that. So, you know, the smell of the flowers is kind of, people will say, is similar to the smell of death, of decay, which is, doesn't sound very nice, but as beautiful as they are, they have this link with death and
the other world
as well. And I think it's where they grow as well. So you'll see these things growing in the craggiest, most remote little places. They're survivors. They can thrive and survive in these uphill, rocky areas where nothing else will grow. And you'll see them on their own, and they're striking. They have these gnarled branches and the big spiky thorns. And what they are is they have the fierce protection of the spiky thorns, the beauty then of the blossom, and the bounty of the berries in the autumn. So, you know, really, you know, it starts at Bealtaine now with the beautiful blooms, but we'll have the green leaves all of summer. Then you'll have these bright red berries for Samhain. And then the winter, then you've got the magnificent, gnarled, rugged branches and the beautiful big spikes. And it's a fantastic tree. But that encapsulates so much of our folklore as well.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, my favorite fairy tree in the country, not to go off on a tangent now, is actually the one at the Athgraney Stone Circle. And you'll see them. They grow in the most magnificent places. It's right in the middle of the circle. And you'll see people have just left so many little ribbons and offerings all around the tree, and they just end this air of spirituality, and you know that's coming from our ancestors.
Yes.
So that's definitely this time of year I would keep an eye out for the hawthorn, because people would have been venerating that this time of
Lovely,
year.
Lovely, yeah, and it evokes that sense of a sacred space. This time of year as well, as you said at the beginning there, it's, you know, associated with celebration, romance. Weddings would have been popular at Bealtaine as well.
Yeah, and they still are. We were, you know, just discussing that earlier on. I got married myself in May, you know. Yeah. It's a very romantic time. Definitely there are associations with hand fasting on Bealtaine. It's seen as the best time. And so this is how our Celtic ancestors would have gotten married. You know, they would have done they put their hands together, and they put the different various ribbons and strings and ropes over their hands, and they make their vows, and it's so beautiful. And I have actually seen it's being revived.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I've seen it brought into a lot of different wedding ceremonies that I've attended, and it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And the idea behind it, actually, I always felt like, you know, our ancestors were so forward thinking because the idea that this wasn't a commitment for life. This was a year and a day.
Yep.
See how you get on.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you decide you want to keep on trucking, brilliant. Yeah. And if you don't, that's okay too.
Yeah.
But give it a year and a day
and see.
Brilliant.
Great wisdom.
Great wisdom.
And it kind of shows as well how connected we all are, that it's not just an Irish festival. Mm. You know, all over Europe and the wider world, people will have been celebrating the 1st of May as well. And they have May Day over in the UK, where they have the maypoles and the dancers and the music. And it's gorgeous. Like, you know, there's just something about this time of year that I think we can all just feel in the air. It's lovely.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for listening to Ready to Be Real.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love, and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.